next one.
MKH, good morning, David.
And how are you doing this morning?
I just sat down to a breakfast sandwich and a cup of coffee here in front of the radio, bud.
You've done had a cup of coffee and a Danish and switched over to a glass of tea.
Yep, so I'm still on the coffee phase.
I do that every morning. I go to the coffee pot and helps get the fire in the brain cells and get them working a little bit.
Let's see if the computer's going to be busier today than it was yesterday morning.
Well, I expect you guys to be rolling in here within range pretty soon.
And it's really surprised me after moving up this way. How far people drive to get to work.
When Patrick was running his tool truck, I mean, you know, he'd come down a certain distance and get the truck and then come on down into Greenville and run his business all day and then go all the way, you know, back to North Carolina. So, a lot of the other guys are, you know, kind of the same scenario. They drive a long way.
I used to drive about 25 miles to work when I was living in Jacksonville, and not too bad, I guess, but most of it was interstate.
Yeah, we lived in Lawrence. My wife, you know, she worked in Greenville and put a lot of miles on the car, just jump back and forth to work.
Software developer, what did you do?
I was kind of a counselor type person. I worked with the mentally retarded for a while, and then I worked with teenage boys.
People like that we didn't call them mentally retarded, we called them bosses.
But now the politically correct term is special needs. Thing is, you know, we treat them with respect and be patient with them, and the same goes with troubled teenagers. I forget that when I get on the radio. I still use the previous term.
I don't care who you are. Even if you're an illegal alien here, you should be treated with respect and with the full intent of the law.
Way I look at it, you treat me right, I'll treat you right, and you behave yourself, you know, things will be fine.
Same here, bud. Anyone else out there this morning? W4MKH.
Hey, in here about another 5 minutes. Some of them coming, I think, kind of coming through the mountains. They hit some dead spots, KF4NXY.
Check with Patrick, see how he's doing. I heard him check into Sid's net up there on Sunday evening, and then he ran the net here on this computer Sunday evening. But I need to text him and see how he's coming along and when his plans are for going back to work.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good. I think his granddaddy is, you know, very, very ill. So, you know, that's kind of what's got him, what he's focused on at the moment.
About that, don't know the details, but you had mentioned that the other night.
Yeah, he usually runs the net on the 610 and back there in Helene. He was at some church up there in North Carolina and really helped out as far as communications, you know, in the area when everything else went down. So. He knows how to run a net, KF4NXY.
Run a net too, but it's been so long since I've done one. God, it's been probably 15 years. I'd be real rusty at it if I tried it.
Got around to doing it. There was a local club wanted me to give it a shot, but I've pipe. Just never got around to trying it.
Aries net when I was in Florida.
That come in real handy down there with the hurricanes and everything. That, you know.
Found us. Well, Jacksonville only had one direct hit from a hurricane, and that was in 64 with Dora.
Yeah, worst one from a hurricane I saw personally was Hugo. It kind of come in Charleston, come right on into Columbia, and but it wasn't as bad as Helene. I mean, I've still got big trees down back in the back part of the property.
Through that very, very well. Just had about 8 foot off the top of one tree fell, and that tree was dead up there anyway. Probably back off in the woods here. I got 4 acres. It's off, most of it is wooded. There may be some trees down, but you don't see them from my house or from the road or anything like that.
These are totally, completely uprooted and fell over. The fella I got working around the property, he was able to cut up one of the trees that was close to the one of the mobile home. And, you know, we got luck. Well, my wife's got a T-shirt that says, "I'm not lucky, I'm blessed." And that's really what kind of the way we look at it. We've been very blessed as far as, you know, natural disasters around here, as far as our property not getting hurt too bad.
Here, very blessed. God's been good to us. I got less in Florida than I did up here, so on those, you know, actually got hit both. Unfortunately, the way some of these things go, I get hit in Florida, and then it comes on up, and we get some of the after effects up here. I know several people that lived in the neighborhood that had problems in Florida with the hurricanes, and then catch them up here, too.
Kind of a 1-2 punch there, and you really don't need it.
Towards the base of the mountain, over towards the river there, we had some people who got their basements flooded, and we had one whose whole house flooded away down the river on them, so, yeah, have so much to be thankful for.
Me and the wife, we got married on August 16th, so I took her up to Lake Lure. That was 39 years ago, but anyway, anniversary trip, we went to Lake Lure, and I wanted to see personally what Chimney Rock was looking like, and they're rebuilding it, and Lake Lure Inn, I mean, if it had damage, they had fixed it, and it was very nice, but we stayed a few days and had a good trip, and, you know, I think Chimney Rock in that area by next year, they'll be doing a whole lot better.
They'll be doing better by next year. Actually, it's come a long way so far, but it's going to take 10, 15 years to fully recover from all this mess, get the business back, get everything back the way that it was.
We drove out to the New Orleans area a few years back, and, you know, there's stuff from Katrina that's, you can still see the damage. Okay, well, I'm stand by for a minute. As maybe some of them are getting close enough to get in here. KF4NXY. Still out there a little ways. KF4NXY.
Yeah, it's all right. I need to stop and check on my packages that are coming in today. I got a new radio coming in, and so see how that's coming. Make sure it's on the truck for delivery.
While we were up the Lake Lure, I met a guy that had, he just had a small notebook and a really small wireless speaker. Man, that thing put out some awesome sound. So anyway, I ordered something that looked similar. I didn't ask him what brand his was. It come in, and I wasn't really impressed, so today I think I got something coming in that's going to sound like I want it to. I know what you mean. I'll be watching for packages. KF4NXY.
To Florida on Sunday for a week, or just over a week, about 9 days, for the daughter's wedding. So stuff I'd ordered, I'm trying to get them in before, hoping they're coming in before we leave on Sunday, because I plan on taking the radio with me. I ordered a hat, still hadn't shipped in almost 2 weeks from eBay, so it probably won't be in before we go. But everything else looks like it'll come in this week.
Yeah, some stuff kind of get delayed from eBay from time to time. I've had to be patient with them. It eventually would show up.
If I know shipping's going to show up while I'm gone, I'll just ship it to the Florida house and pick it up while I'm down there and, you know, bring it back myself. But, you know, it's always the hassle out here. All this stuff on Amazon that can, be there within the next day or day after tomorrow kind of stuff. In Jacksonville, don't work that way up here, because they just bring it over and give it to the U.S. or to the UPS or USPS, and then the post office delivers it, so that always tacks on an extra day or two. W4MKH for ID.
He'll like the redheaded stepchild when it comes to Amazon. I'm Amazon Prime, and when I first got into that, I did get stuff second day. I mean, they make sure of it, but like you said, they pass it off to the post office now, and it adds another day or two. So that speaker that I'm getting today was supposed to have got here yesterday. So, that's the thing about way out here in the country. It's still more convenient for me to do that than run 30 miles into town anytime I want something like that. KF4NXY.
And that, yeah, actually, we've been here just over two years in this house, and the only thing that Amazon has actually delivered to us here was a mattress. We had to buy a new bed and mattresses when we first moved in. And that's the only thing, maybe that's because of the size of it, but some husband and wife in a rental truck come out here and deliver that for Amazon. Everything else comes post office or some things like DX Engineering. They'll ship UPS or FedEx. So they're not too bad, other than they speed around the neighborhood and leave stuff into people's driveways. Because a lot of people around here, you can't see their houses very well from the road. Mine is up where I got a good view of the road, so I see them.
It's one thing, they're pretty good at bringing my packages to me every now and then. Not necessarily Amazon, but, you know, I'll get something that belongs to a neighbor. I'll just take it to the neighbor instead of putting it back in the mailbox.
I know some neighbors, though, have missing packages and things like that, or got notified they were delivered and delivery pictures, but it wasn't their front door. So I haven't had any real problems other than one radio I got last year. It kind of got lost for several days in the system there by FedEx before it showed up. But I haven't had too much of a problem other than it just takes longer. That's the biggest issue. W4MKH for ID.
My brother-in-law, he retired truck driver. Some small trucking company, they got bought out by FedEx, and they tried and do a good job, and I really kind of feel sorry for them come Christmas time, and you know, when the rush is on, and you know, they do good with it for most of the time. KF4NXY.
They do a decent job. The post, the lady that delivers the mail out here, man, sometimes she's a little inconsistent with the timing of the mail. You know, don't know what time she's going to come through and do her delivery, because you'll find her sitting out in the middle of the road, stopping, talking to a neighbor, and another neighbor stops on the other side of her car. Everybody be sitting right out there just talking to folks. Very friendly, very nice lady and everything, but you can't expect on her to deliver every day at 3 o'clock kind of stuff.
For years. 10 years, I could, you know, I knew 10:30 in the morning, my mail was out there in the mailbox. I could see her pulling on up the road, but, yeah, she retired, and it kind of varies now, but had a real nice mail lady. I just had some back surgery, and a heavy, heavy package come in, and she helped my wife get it in the house. So, yeah, some of them go above and beyond. KF4 and XY.
Was there somebody else there?
Still get bleed over from other repeaters up there on the mountain. That might have been what that was.
The end of your transmission, I heard another voice, a different voice, so that's why I thought somebody was in there. They'll get here sooner or later. Man, they all had Labor Day yesterday and were off, so maybe they're getting a little bit of a late start.
They might be on, you know, kind of the fringe of the repeater. It'll be kind of scratchy and popping before they get in really good.